Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Transfer Rep and World Cup update. In this week's episode, we talk all things transfers with the help of Gracia Michael Sampson. We also do a roundup of the stories making headlines in the world of football, plus a brief look at what was covered in this week's edition of Sokala Duma, the newspaper. Sokala Duma fans pick their team to win the World Cup and also voice their opinions on Bafana Bafana's absence at the tournament. Enjoy the episode.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello SL Radio fans, I'm Gracia Michael Sampson, Sokala Duma's web sub-editor. Today we take a look at the biggest transfer stories of the week. French star Antoine Griezmann has finally revealed that he will snub a move to La Liga champions FC Barcelona and remain with Atletico Madrid. The Catalan Giants confirmed in May that they were in talks with Atletico for a potential move for the 27-year-old. However, Griezmann, who is currently on World Cup duty with France, made the announcement to stay with Atletico on Spanish television outlet Movistar. Early in the week, Liverpool were believed to be on the brink of signing Nabil Fekir from Olympique Lyon for next season. The French Football Federation also confirmed that the midfielder underwent a successful medical on Saturday. Lyon have now confirmed that they have called off negotiations with the Premier League outfit. There have been no further details revealed as to why the potential move fell through. And now to transfer news in Mzansi. Kaizer Chiefs have confirmed a number of exits from the club and announced on their official Twitter account the release of numerous players, including William Twala, Edmo Chirambadare, Sibusiso Kumalo, Tsepo Masilela, and Keegan Buchanan. In addition, the Amakhosi are yet to announce a new head coach for the team, despite their pre-season getting underway in just 10 days' time. The Buccaneers confirmed the signing of 9 new players from different clubs in the PSL. The new arrivals, as confirmed by the Soweto Giants, are Brilliant Kazuayo, Vincent Pule, Ben Mochware, Meshack Mapangule, Asavele Mbekile, Linda Mtambo, Abel Mabaso, Paseka Mako, Kudakwashe Maache. And finally, a quick look at other movements in the PSL. There's still uncertainty surrounding Bangle Somaro's future at Mamelodi Sundowns, and with his contract coming to an end on June 30th, the club has yet to make an announcement on his future. Kama Bullitt's future is also still subject to much speculation, as his contract nearly reaches an end at the PSL Champions. Baraka FC have confirmed some of their players on the way out of the club ahead of the new season. The club's official Twitter account confirmed that Louis Masha, Punch Masenamela, Kutso Moatseling, Mzonwile Maashe, and Retabile Soso are some of the players released by the club. And that's the transfer app for the week. Catch more transfer news on www.sokaladuma.co.za.
Umzika isethu bangulu ndicela ke uve ngicela uluvo lwakho into bana uyibona njani ukuzokuthi ga ngoku indebe yehlabathi kwaye ucinga fani bamhlambe izaphunyelelwa ngubani
ndiyibona ithe kakhulu kumane ukubukela wona xa ndingamntu ongayiphumelela mhlawumbi ngayijemeni
And then kutheni mhlawumbi ucinga fani uba yijemeni enoyiphumelela
ngendaba yephefomensi eyiyo xa ndicinga neeplaye nazo ezinamava kanti
Alright. And then amaqela mhlawumbi afana nooSpain ooPortugal amaqela amakhulu ucinga fani uba mhlawumbi wona ooBrazil khona lukhona uluvo lwento yoba iBrazil naye inoba ngunyaka wayo lo ucinga ntoni ngooBrazil kanje
kuba iBrazil ke kwi-last match zayo kwezo le tournament iinets zayo bezilo kakhulu so ndicinga uba ingakwazi uyithatha iSpain ke yona ingayithatha kodwa but not uba ingakwazi ubuya iziphinde oba iyithathile last
2010. Alright. Okay. Okokugqibela iqela lethu yesizwe iBafana Bafana alikhange libe ngamanye amaqela ke athatha inxaxheba kwindebe yehlabathi. Ucinga ntoni ngoku kwaye inoba yintoni mhlawumbi funeke yenze uqinisekisa into yobana kwezayo ka-2022 bayathatha inxaxheba.
Iqela lethu kuba lingakhwalifayanga kube zii-mistake eziye zancinci phaa naphaya ngokuke uba siyacaba uba mhlazimbi bathathe iipleya mhlawumbi ezingekho kakuhle bebekayanganoba ngathi bebengajimanga or kubetheni kodwa xa ndicinga ngo-2022 Sina qualify only if kungathiwa kungathuzwa iplayer eziziningi kuhanjwe mhlawumbe nokuye nasezikolweni kuhanjwe kuthathwe like ezilalini mhlawumbe kungasoloko kucabanga kutrainwa abantwana bancinci so that kuzokhulwa nabo besenciwayo ngoku.
If you open this week's edition of the Sokala Duma newspaper, here is some of what was covered. Our paper editor Vianney Joni says it's all eyes on Kaizer Chiefs. In his editor's column, Amakhosi will have to once again play catch up to their rivals, as both Pirates and Sundowns have made an impression on the transfer market. Check out the column as VJ explains why Chiefs need to catch up and soon. Knox Mutiswa tells Celine Abrams that he wants to remain at Golden Arrows instead of going back to his parent club Bidvest Wits. This interesting interview takes the reader back to where it all started for the former Zimbabwe Premier Soccer League top goal scorer. I certainly enjoyed it. Do you want to know how Sundowns beat Chiefs for the signature of Andrej Ali? If you want to, have a look at the CS special, which brings you all sides to the recently concluded transfer saga. You'll also get to read from the player's agent himself on what tipped the scales in Mamelodi Sundowns' favor. Once again, Desiree Ellis's Banyana Banyana have made the country proud by trashing Lesotho en route to qualify for the Women's African Cup of Nations. The national team's coach revisits the whole qualification process and looks ahead at the upcoming tournament in the revolving column. Finally, Biba Nazo sat down with rising talent Lyle Foster. Amongst other things, the youngster talks about the recent COSAFA Cup tournament. This interview also reveals possibly the next destination for the youngster, who has been linked with clubs in Europe's top leagues. For excellent value for money, catch all this and more in the latest edition of the Sokala Duma newspaper. Who do you think is going to win the World Cup?
I think it's Portugal. He's going to lift the trophy.
All right. And why do you think that Portugal is going to win the trophy?
There is a world class player there, Cristiano Ronaldo. On the other hand, the back.
All right, do you think that other teams like Brazil and Germany, how do you think they are going to do?
Yes, they are a great team. They have a good squad, but they are going to be a top four, if I say. But I don't see them taking the World Cup.
All right, and also Bafana, they are not there at the World Cup. Why do you think that they are not there at the World Cup? How do you feel about that?
Yes, as a South African, I'm not happy because we should be watching our country playing in Russia, but they are not there. It was unlikely to us, but I'm sure in 2022 they are going to be there. I'm very disappointed of our national team.
All right, and what should be done in order to help them go to the World Cup next time in the year 2022?
I think they must not change this squad every time, because they must find a combination. If next month South Africa has a friendly match, you know, they will take a team, but Next month, the other month follow the following month, they will change that squad that they have been selected and play another one. So clearly there won't be a combination in the squad. You see.
All right, I hear you. Yes, wise man, continue.
If you check teams like Germany, they don't change every time. They just change there and there, two, four players, not the whole squad. That is why they are successful. Successfully, you know.
Let's now take a look at five football stories from the week gone by. New Al Ahly head coach Patrice Casserong has confirmed turning down Kaizer Chiefs before deciding to pen a new two-year deal with Egyptian giants. Casserong admitted that he had interest from both Kaizer Chiefs and Mamelodi Sundowns, possibly amid talks of a sabbatical for Pitso Mosimane, but decided to take the Al Ahly offer. Chiefs are expected to finalize their new head coach in the coming weeks and will return to pre-season season on the 25th of June. Moving right along then, Mamelodi Sundowns winger Anthony Lafour is currently a victim of fraud, with criminals requesting money from his contact list. The 33-year-old, who is still on the books of Sundowns, requested the public to please ignore any messages or calls from his number to request large sums of money. Masandawana have also requested the public to ignore all messages from the player's cloned contact number. That's very interesting. Moving right along then, Bloemfontein Celtic and their head coach Veselin Jelusic have parted ways, with the news now being confirmed by the coach himself. It remains to be seen whether Jelusic will look to secure another job in South Africa or look elsewhere in the world. However, he will leave Siwelele in the knowledge that he did help them improve from relegation battlers to a team that almost clinched a top 8 spot. And I remember from memory that they actually went as far as the final in the Telkom knockout, and they were defeated by Bidvest. So he did well. It wasn't a bad job after all. And then Victor Gomez, who was voted referee of the season at the end of the PSL's end of the season awards last month, is set to officiate in a crucial Champions League match for Algeria's MC Alger and Tupisoma Mazembe of the Democratic Republic of Congo on July the 28th. The South African Football Association has confirmed Gomez's appointment, as well as that of his team of officials, Zakhele Siwela, Johannes Moshidi and Thando Nzanzeka. Zakhele Siwela is South Africa's only representative officiating at the current FIFA World Cup in Russia. And newly promoted National First Division side TS Sporting are currently in the process of making Kwabokweni Stadium their home stadium for the upcoming season. TS Sporting are owned by Thobela Silungu. The club earned their promotion to the National First Division after beating Free State's Mangaung United FC via sudden death penalties. TS Sporting bought the status of SAB side City Stars. In the same season, the team was promoted to the ABC Motsepe League and now have been promoted to the National First Division back to back. That's how they like to do it. And those were the week stories doing rounds in the world of football.
Alright, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngesikhathi sakho Philane. Uma ubheka ke indebe yehlabathi le edlalwayo manje Russia, ucabanga ukuthi leliphi mhlamba iqela ohamba nalo wena elizokuphumelela?
I should be honest with you, mangisabuka so far, ayi sihamba namaJarmani.
Baningi abantu abahamba namaJarmani, yebo. Mhlambe wena ungathi kutheni lento uhamba nabo?
Ayi futhi wena isikwadi sabo sihlangane kakhulu abantu, and ucoach obaphethe kule World Cup abasanda kuyithatha asayile ucoach loyo, and abadlali babo as ama-individuals emathimini abo baphefoma kahle kakhulu so far, abathathiwe bengimonitha ngibona nje kakhulu. And the boy abadlala so far, this technical kakhulu, angiboni khona umuntu ongakhona kwimbali yakhe. Ngoba angithembi Brazil yanyaka yajonga 7-1.
Yebo, bengizoya lapho ukuthi-ke amaqembu wona afana noBrazil, noPortugal, noSpain, kanje amaqembu amakhulu, ucabanga ukuthi wona mhlawumbe azokwenza kanjani?
IPortugal futhi inalo ibhola, but manje i-formation yePortugal ithi Pastor Ronaldo. Information ePortugal isho njalo, it's Pastor Ronaldo. eBrazil ngasuse ngiyisapothe ngoba inabo the likes of Neymar, Coutinho, Firmino, baningi mfowethu. Ingaba ne-trend, but le ayidlala i-Samba Boys kethe emaJalimane inzima kakhulu. Badlala ama-long balls, 1-2-3, pass the net. And omunye umuntu engingazi ukuthi ngakhi lapha eyi-Argentina. Argentina ine-attack e-powerful kakhulu. Yakwathelaiso Aguero, Di Maria, Paulo Dybala. Baningi kakhulu futhi. Igual naye uMessi. Nabo bakhona ethubeni nabo. But so far mina abantu engabona ba-outstanding ngibona wona i-German futhi.
Alright, ngikuzwa kahle baba. Kokugcina nje Philane, uMzansi awukho laphayana. Kuwumbuzo lowo ngiwubuza wonke umuntu engikhuluma naye nje, ama-fans. Njengoba ungekho uMzansi, ucabanga ukuthi mhlambi ikuzwisa kanjani leyo nto leyo? And ucabanga ukuthi kumele senzeni ukuze kumnyaka 2022, 2026 sibe khona nathi kwi-World Cup?
Asibe nama-development a-proper. Sibe nabantu abamele ama-scouts azobheka abadlali kahle abazoba ne-fans. Ngoba wena eMzansi futhi kunezinto engeke ngizikhulume manje wena kanje public, eziye zibheke emaphepheni ubusuku nemini, lezi ama-agent Inkinga phezukuthi nazo ngoba nje siyakhokhwa kuyabhakwa faka umdlalo amenze ukuthi amezikenzeka but ife eSouth Africa besethi ibe khona umasha yabona futhi ngizobona yakhuphula umashaba mesha itima ayihlanganise kumbuyo siyodlala le yakhanta wonke umuntu wakhipha yonke lesinjalo ushabalala washita wonke nto walanda the Knights of Olaba uhlatshwayo walanda ondulula abafana abancane
omasango kanje
yes yakhumbula futhi
yebo
ukhipho kwakulo kuze kwakulo wephalifashona the late Sibiro
usenzo meyiwe
yes leyothi nathi bamakhulu kwangangoba saza hamza kwi-Afcon but ekugcineni kwa-interstate sasigeza kwathi basebenzisa sirishe isafa sekuney'nkinga kwathi waseshe yabona besingabantu besingama-legend afanandoni ilitume ojosa omasinga abanye babekhona kuqala ngo-96 senza amanga lasafini bebekhona bayisathi badedele bafaka bahambe odelidodane bayobanga bobumeya le laba bangakho bahluleka.
The World Cup, would you beg for the World Cup and why? Who do you think is going to win and why?
I think France is going to win because of underestimated. They can win this World Cup, France.
All right. And because of the underestimation, perhaps are you impressed with their talent or Antoine Griezmann, Paul Pogba and the players?
No, I'm impressed by Antoine Griezmann and all of the guys, man. But Antoine Griezmann and Paul Pogba will prove them wrong because of all the speculation that Paul Pogba is not playing well.
Yes.
So
yes.
I think this time he will show which again is the best player in the world.
All right. And also the fact that Bafana Bafana is not there, I mean, that's one question that we're asking ourselves now as we sit and enjoy the World Cup. For you, what needs to be done in future in order to help us qualify for the World Cup?
For us to qualify for the World Cup in the future, I think there need to be a clean up there by SAFA because of the thing. Jordan is not good for our football anymore because if you fail as a leader, now it's time for a change. So in the leadership, so that the players can be influenced enough to come and play the football that we all know. You see. Our development structures are not good as well, you see, in the future, the likes of Lucas Kater, the likes of Helen Kennelly, all the guys that you know that will play in the football, even in Safa region, when you go to the location in Safa region, people who are there on those streets, they know nothing about football, you know, my friend. So I need there must be a change. All the ex-football players must occupy those streets and that's where our football will go for us.
And as you know by now, the FIFA World Cup is already underway and here are fixtures for the upcoming weekend. On Saturday at 12 p.m., France will host Australia and at 3 p.m., Argentina will take on Iceland. Denmark faces Peru at 6 p.m. and the last match on the day is our very own, Africa's very own Nigeria taking on Croatia at 9, and those are the fixtures on Saturday. And then on Sunday there are only three fixtures, with the first one being Costa Rica against Serbia at 2 p.m. and Germany, the defending champions, taking on Mexico at 5 p.m. and the last one being Brazil taking on Switzerland at 8 p.m. on Sunday. Basically, who do you think is going to win the World Cup and why?
That's a very tricky one. Currently, my team is only because they haven't won it since 2002. And with, I think, the excitement within, I think, particularly, he seems like he's picking up form again. If I've watched some of the friendlies that he's playing with the national team. And I think the team is even more hungrier to get this year because I mean they've won it the most times and they failed in the country to win it the last time. So I think Brazil is high on my list. Secondly, Germany will always be a favorite because they are the defending champions. I think they are a more consistent team. I think the core of the team that won it the last time is still there, but a surprise that I have, and I've been debating with friends as well, and that they seem to think I'm crazy, is Argentina. I think Argentina is also one of the top teams I think will take it, and I think everybody has written them off. was Messi. I think Messi has won almost everything from an individual and club perspective. At international, he doesn't seem to perform at this, or maybe he does perform and doesn't have the same players around him. But I think because this could potentially be his last World Cup, I think he's going to go all out, get to the semi-finals. And I mean, from the semis, anything is possible. So those are my three teams. I think that they are up there to take the World Cup.
All right. And one question that is frequent that we're asking our viewers, our readers, our listeners, is basically your feeling about the absence of Bafana Bafana. What can they do to ensure that they are there next time around in 2022, 2026?
You know, the Bafana issue for me is a very tricky one. Look, one of the things I've noticed, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the things that I've noticed is that from junior teams, we seem to be doing much better than things.
Yeah, in recent years, we've done better. We've qualified for almost everything, continental and global competitions.
Yes, and it's consistently we qualify for everything. We always make the tournament. It seems there's a disconnect between transitioning from junior teams to senior teams. And I don't know who I need to put the blame on. Is it SAFA? Obviously, I can't blame the coach. I think the structures that we have within our South African Football Association doesn't allow players to move up to the next level. If you look at Germany, for example, when they won the World Cup in 2014 in Brazil, that team was there. The part of the team was there. They were much younger, and they were not recognized as top players at the time, and just kept the team.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Tsepo, Asanda, Philani, Wiseman, and Mzikayise, we thank you very much for adding your comments and your views on the show, and certainly you for listening. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu. I'm going to be enjoying the World Cup for the weekend and the remainder of the month. We thank you very much, Gracia, for your contribution as well, and everyone who contributed in any way, shape, or form to making this episode possible. I thank you very much, and I certainly hope you will enjoy the weekend and the weekend's matches.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.